it just seems like this was a real legitimate collab album. The first one was just dope beats, dope rhymes. This one was dope beats, dope rhymes, dope songs. Like you can, LP told us like they would sit in the room and they were writing their shit together. And I asked, like, it seems like y'all were even finishing each other's lines. And he said, that's because if Killer Mike got stuck, LP be like, I got a line. If LP gets stuck, Killer Mike be like, yo, I got something to finish that. And I think that that's fucking dope as shit. How many fucking duos are still doing that now? How many?
And they say they wouldn't, it's not something that they would send. If they wasn't in the same room, it wasn't happening. It wasn't like he sent them an email like, oh, here's my verse. They had to be in the same spot. Before that.
You can tell they have a really good relationship and that they're true friends. And even the way that they packaged and released this whole project.
Yeah, that's dope too.
You know, I was just even
really like impressed by that. You say the Fat Lady shoestrings?
Nah, I haven't seen that, but the artwork, the characters that they had, like, man, like everything was so well thought out and put together, man. Like, you gotta give these guys props. I mean, you guys, two of the highly intelligent, you know, rappers and thinkers in hip hop that are coming together, and this is what you get. And who would have thunk it?
Dead in Hip Hop, probably one of the most anticipated reviews. We apologize for not getting it out in a more timely fashion. LP and Killer Mike Run the Jewels 2. But guess what? We're putting it out now. So make sure when you watch this, you subscribe to the channel. Tell somebody else to subscribe. And tell that person to tell somebody else to damn subscribe. And go to deadandhiphop.com. Go get you your Dead and Hip Hop official t-shirt. So that way, in the future, we won't have all of these scheduling issues. Because we would be doing solely Dead and Hip Hop. But right now, we are 5 grown people with a whole bunch of stuff going on. Plus holidays, plus this. Hey, I know you don't want to hear it. You just want to hear the review. Support Dead and Hip Hop, because the more you support us, the more content, more reviews, more everything we can give you. So go to deadandhiphop.com. Go buy you some t-shirts. Go support Dead and Hip Hop. Go donate. Go do whatever you need to do. And we appreciate it, man, because we do this for the love. LP Killer Mike Run the Jewels 2. I remember when we first did this. Was this a collab with Fantastic?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we did it here too, man.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is, right? When I first put this on, after the 11th track, Angel Duster. After that, I had to put my headphones down and be like, yo, okay, did I just listen to the best shit that I heard in 2014? And I really had to it was really an experience and I had to just like take it in. And be like, okay, I have to come back to this because I can't listen to it back to back. When I finally got back to it, the thing that really grabbed me and held me, just like the first one did, is the fact of the energy of these beats. LP is a fucking monster. When Killer Mike on the first one said, yo, you said you got the beat of the year, LP didn't make it, get the fuck out of here. He's fucking right. And I didn't feel that strongly on the first one as I do on this one. Because I'll tell you right now, I don't know if he sampled, I don't think LP samples or whatever, but Lie, Cheat, Steal? He samples?
I was talking about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't want to yell like
that. Oh, yeah, well, you know. Lie, Cheat, Steal. When I heard that, I said, yo, this has to be a Juvenile or fucking some Southern, and I still can't put my fucking thumb on it. But that right there, like when I heard that beat, that shit just sent me like, yo, like this nigga LP is fucking stupid. The way that the intro comes on, how certain, like, I don't remember if it's the intro or Oh My Darling Don't Cry, like the build up. The way that Killer Mike and LP kind of play off of each other, I still feel the same way where like LP is still like the big booming bravado voice on this. And LP, lyrically, he's not behind. He doesn't bring that energy the same way Killer Mike does, and he doesn't need to because he did that with the beat, man. He letting them beats talk, so I'm cool with that. But yo, like this Mike.
It's funny you haven't watched. No, I'm just saying. Funny you haven't watched the interview. He does like a impression of how this review would go in the interview.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And that's what he does. What he's
that's what he said.
Basically what he said.
That's what's up. Look, this project right here, bro. This is like, as of right now, and I rarely, this is like in my top five. Like, this is just in my top five. The fact, like, I just love Killer Mike's socio-political stance on everything. Good pussy, good weed, nigga, that's my medicine. Like, I fuck with Killer Mike.
That's socio-political.
That's the pussy. I love this socio-political, you know, good weed, good pussy. But what,
woo!
Yo, hey, that's deep.
But look, you know, them fuckboy jihads, all them fuckboys. Look, I just love everything Killer Mike. No, it's not really a socio-political stance. But look,
Give us one, man. Give us a socially
political that I can remember.
You can't just say that and then don't give us
one. And then I'll give you one, because, yeah, good pussy, good weed. No. It's not a socio-political stance.
Talk about his personal early.
Yeah, he talked about
what about you?
What about the story of him being arrested in front of his kids?
Yes, I don't remember. You know, me and tracks and lyrics, I don't always remember them shits, even from my favorite artists. But yes, that was a fucking great song and a great story from beginning to end. What was the name of that joint?
I don't know. Yeah.
Early? Okay. The whole story about him getting arrested in front of his kids. You know, he's like, man, I just got a gram of weed. Why you gotta do this? And then, you know, I haven't heard anything like this. I haven't, from the production, from the two MCs that are on there, how they compliment each other. I just haven't heard it, man.
All I know is, as soon as that bass line of Jeopardy hit, I turned this shit up. First of all, Killer Mike yelling, you know, set it off, and then that bass line came out. Oh, this shit's gonna be crazy. Then the snares came and I turned it up some more. And
that midnight,
man, the perfect way to start an album. It couldn't have started off any better than that. And that's the only way you should listen to this album. Turn all the way up. Don't turn the shit down, because you're going to turn it back up again. I think, especially when it goes to Close Your Eyes, you're gonna find yourself turning that shit right back up again. Just leave it up and save yourself the trouble.
Well, I had to turn my bass down on Oh My. Did you hear anybody that just say bass on Oh My?
Nah, I listen to it on my headphones, dude.
Oh My? Like,
I didn't even have to do that. And I got some factory shits.
For real?
Tinkin' boy.
Right, man. Oh My.
Man, this album bangs from start to finish. And I never would have imagined that Killer Mike, and again, I know we've said this, we harp on this, but the more I listen to this, and this is pretty much all I played exclusively. This is all I listened to when I was in the hospital for the last week, going back and forth. I could not turn it off. It was really that good. And it varies so much in tempo and pace. Mm-hmm. You got the aggressive track, then you got the little smooth little track, then it jumps back up again. Like, they do not give you a break. You can't take any time off. And you know, just like, I know exactly what you're talking about with Killer Mike, because Killer Mike sounds like a monster on this shit. He sounds like a flat out monster on this shit.
It's like he intentionally tried to, like, because I know he had to see people say that last time.
Yeah.
He's just like, yo, I'm gonna try to sound like a monster.
Yeah, he does. But it's just like you were saying, like, right. It's really like in your face, and you get it like the first time you hear it. Like in Jeopardy, when he was like, I speak with the diction of Malcolm O'Shea and Bun B, I was like,
But you didn't go, ooh, when he said, when LP motherfucking permission wasn't yours to begin with, and every bar that bitch that you spit is your fucking prison, you didn't go, ooh, because I sure as fuck went, ooh.
It's about to deliver, man.
And then Killer Mike flows.
So far,
that nigga like, I hear nothing but Killer Mike. Why niggas gonna talk about LP though?
Look, it's how you explained it to Ralph. It's why I love Run the Jewels. Because you get the in your face, and then, you know, you get LP where you have to really sit down and really just listen to what he's saying. And no, I'm not shitting on him at all. I never would. Because there was, you know, I'm so New York, I walk with him, I have my hat tinted. I walk with a hunch. The car, you're in luck. Here's my car. I wrap it. Come on, Maddie.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. No, man, I don't care about this shit. Piranha Tank, like, no, LP has some shit.
Piranha Tank. Come on, man. Man, you serious?
So they both were giving me like, God damn. So it was like, it was boxing match. It was like they just bam, bam, bam. And they sticking each other in so many different ways, man. It was just like, this shit, man, I haven't played an album this much in a very, very, very long time. And like, it's just so much in this album to unpack, and you can't unpack it all in 5 or 10 listens. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta keep listening to it, because Killer Mike keep giving you some shit, LP keep giving you some shit, man, and the shit, man. Killer Mike, what else? Killer Mike, wait, hold on. Like,
he giving you some shit. The shit, man.
I didn't know I would get this hype, man.
But the album is that fucking hype. At least it was to me, so I feel you.
It was to him too. Like, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, it's a hype.
I love how they're trading off verses too. How they pass them back and forth.
He talked about this in the interview too.
Yeah, but look, the one about the conjugal visits, how LP was and then
every time I'm chilling is when I get conjugal,
and then Killer Mike was like, shit, my solitary confinement, don't give me this. Yo, these motherfuckers, they were absolutely killing this shit, man, and my God, man, I truly, honestly hate I did not have a chance to come to the show, because I wanted to definitely get me I wanted to get a hard copy of the CD, so I was definitely wanted to come do that. And I hate, you know, it was for good reason, Killer Mike LP, why I missed it. But look, I missed that show, because I was looking forward to coming to that, man. For this reason alone, because prior to that show, I promise you, I didn't play anything else since I left work that Tuesday.
They tore Masquerade.
For damn near a whole week. Man. This is all I've been listening to. I have no desire to put anything else on. This shit is fucking bananas.
Yeah, I'm sick. I don't feel good. I'm Skyping from the house. Can't be with the crew. They didn't want to be around my sick ass, and I don't blame them. So there it is. But I'm serious. But I thought this album was fucking amazing, man. I just like Ken, man, this was an album that was like in constant heavy rotation, you know, for the past couple of weeks. Not only that, they, you know, still brought out that fun rapping back and forth, trading verses from the first run of Jewels, but I think on this one they was also a little bit more like serious. You know, it was like I felt the serious tone on this album compared to the last album, where it was kind of more of like a, you know, they rapping. But this one, you know, you got, what's that off of, hold on, let me look at the song title, because I see the song title, no. Like on Crown, how, it was crazy how, like, Killer Mike kind of tells, like, describes the story how he sold coke to his pregnant woman and then, but he's, like, frustrated with himself because she forgave him. Like, you know, just, like, serious stuff like that Killer Mike was speaking about. And on Early, how he talked about the woman being, you know, police brutality, you know, with all the serious issues that's been going on this past summer, you know, with Ferguson and whole bunch, the dude in New York, you know, a whole bunch of seriousness, and I'm glad that LP and Killer Mike kind of touched on that as well, you know. But, you know, overall, I thought this was not a non-skippable track. Even the fun track, the one with Gangsta Boo, Love Again, I thought that was cool, you know what I'm saying? Because it brought like a silly tone to the album, you know. It's like, okay, yeah, you know, it's funny, it's cool. Blockbuster Night 2, what's that Killer Mike say? My fist to your face is fucking Folgers or some shit like that, like. You know, just fun stuff. I think with this album, they kind of brought everything in. Like, you know, like I said, the first one, it was just, okay, we're going to rhyme, we're going to rap our ass off. This one, we're going to rap our ass off, we're going to be silly, we're going to be serious, we're going to be, you know, we're going to be calm and cool and mellow at the same time. Ralph and Ken, listen to Oh My Darling, LP was killing that shit. Like, LP's verses on that, Lie, Cheat, and Steal, All Due Respect with Travis Barker. I mean, like, yeah, LP versus LP was crazy. It's still stuff I go back on the first run of Jewels and be like, oh shit, that's what he meant. So yeah, it just shows a testament of how crazy LP is. And I know I've said it a million times. It's like, you cannot copy this dude, dog. This dude is you can't copy this man. Like, this, he's, LP is untouchable. And Killer Mike brings his certain savvy, his witty wordplay, his you know, as we always say before, his Ice Cube, you know, back in the early 90s Ice Cube type of feel to the album. You love it, man. So this album from front to back, I love it. I mean this album is fucking amazing, man. I love everything about this album. I even like Blockbuster Night Part 2 with Death Spot. I heard that track I think someone posted up on the Dead End Hip Hop website. That joint was crazy. So kudos. These dudes been killing it since 2012, man. Rap Music, Cancer for Cure, Run the Jewels last year, this year. You know, I said it before, hip hop, we need this. I hope these guys continue to keep this movement going. I hope they plan on making more albums. Yeah, I love it. I mean, production, everything. It ain't no much I can say about this album. I fucking love this album.
This is easily the album of the year, man. And you know, when I interviewed LP, one of the things that I said is that the first album just seemed like a project. Even though it was dope as fuck, it seemed like a project. It seemed like a bunch of dope beats and two dudes just spitting. This one really seems like a legitimate album that they wrote together. Like, they sat in a room and they wrote these verses together. They're even, like I said before, they're even finishing each other's sentences. Like, you could tell, like, these guys sound like a legitimate duo now. And man, when this shit came in with Jeopardy, I was like, at first, this is a weird way to start an album because it was so slow and dark and menacing. And that's one thing about this whole record, is the beat selection for this album is so different from the last one. So all y'all calling L a one-trick pony, you guys are fucking crazy. When you listen to this versus the first Run the Jewels versus Cancer for Cure versus Rap Music, if you guys think LP is a one-trick pony, you guys really are not listening to these beats. Like, the beats on this thing are so different from the first one. They're darker, they're grimier. Even the rhymes, they're not fun and entertaining. Like, the first album was fun and, you know, energetic and whatnot. This one, it seems like they are coming straight for everybody's necks with this shit. I didn't really get hype until Oh My Darling Don't Cry. That beat was already nasty. Yeah, it almost sounded like, and this is no disrespect to anybody, but it almost sounded like something that, like, Death Grips would do with that weird vocal sample at the beginning, and then with the way the beat came in. But the way the beat came in was just so nasty. And then when it switched, I was like, oh my fucking god, this dude is nuts. But man, every track, Blockbuster Night, like every track was just nasty. But let me say this about LP again, and this is nothing against Killer Mike, because I love every single line Killer Mike drops on this shit. You know, hell is pugnaciously pacing and waiting. I give a fuck if I'm late. Tell Satan, be patient. Like, come on, man. Killer Mike is nasty as shit. But again, that's a punch that lands very directly. But when LP says that shit about, I'm not from Earth, I'm far away, I bust through chest like baby grays. Like, I didn't get that shit at first. But Aliens is one of my, y'all ever see Aliens?
Yeah.
Remember the fucking, yes. Like, I didn't even get that at first. I got an alien tattooed on my leg and I didn't even get that shit at first. I had to think about that and I was like, oh shit, that's crazy. Close your eyes and count to fuck.
Yes.
Ken is right. When that beat comes in, you have no choice but to crank it as loud as possible. And the way these dudes killed that track was just fucking bananas. But bruh, I'm a big Rage fan. I've always been a fan of Zach as a vocalist. I have a gang of tracks that Zach did with over like hip hop beats, and I heard that LP was supposed to produce a whole project for him. It never happened. So I was super interested to hear what Zach was gonna do over this shit. And at first I was worried, I thought all he did was the fucking hook. And I was like, oh man, tell me y'all didn't get Zach just to do the hook. Run them jewels fast. I was like, oh man. But when he came in, he fucking killed this song. He fucking snapped. And everybody was always saying that they didn't know what Zach could do. All y'all can put them doubts away, because he fucking destroyed this track. When he said, my battle status is burning mansions from Dallas to Malibu, check my resume, your residence is residue. Like, fuck, man. Like, this shit, this fucking album, man, is so fucking dope. Like, there's not a single track, and even a track like All My Life, I love how they put that in, because that's a real southern sounding track, and I like how they threw that in there. Like, no beat on here is the same, and they're covering a broad range of topics, from early to Love Again. Even though that's not really my thing, I love the beat. The beat is fucking bananas. But I mean,
Gangsta Boo killed it, bitch.
Yeah,
oh my, Gangsta Boo killed it.
I mean, what can you? I mean, Clinton killed it.
got my click into my phone to
eat my pussy real good. That way he make a porno. That nigga is a pro.
Get into the project, I mean, we do an orgy. Come on, man.
I mean,
it's Gangsta Boo.
Killed it. I mean, I don't know.
Man, look.
I mean, you throwing
Gangsta Boo a lot of shade.
No, I didn't. I've never given Gangsta Boo shade. What are you talking about?
You never gave her props, though.
I never gave her shade. Did I? If I did, it wasn't intentional.
Okay.
I don't listen to 3-6 like that, so I mean.
Where them dollars at? She represented.
She did what she does. Right.
Yeah.
She did what she does. She came on there, and she was nasty as hell. It was a nasty-ass track, and yeah, she absolutely did her thing. I can't say anything bad about Gangsta Boo. So, I mean, I don't even know what else to say. Even down to the production of these songs, like everything perfectly fit the mood of each track.
Yeah.
So LP was even saying, he's like, yeah, I wrote these beats for this album, which is different from what I did with the other one. The other one was just like some shit I was already working on. You can tell, like, from the beats to the features, like even the features just fit perfectly. Yeah. Boots fit perfectly.
Loved it.
The chick from Foxygen, perfectly. Like everything was just so well crafted. Like these two, like Ken just said, these two are two of the top MCs in the game. And I love the fact that one of them is from the South, one of them is from New York. Both of them arguably meccas as far as hip hop goes. I love the fact that these two came together and put out an album that is not easily categorized. Like you can't say that this is a New York album.
Right.
You can't say this is a Southern album.
Right.
This is, and you can't even say it's a boom bap album. This is just, they created a whole fucking
intelligent hip hop
sub genre for this shit. Right.
Yeah.
And both of these guys are just fucking geniuses when it comes to words. LP is a genius on them beats. This shit is just fucking amazing. Absolutely amazing.
There's nothing that sounds like Run the Jewels out there. It is just hip hop. I can't compare it to anything outside of Run the Jewels, the first one. Because there's nothing else out there like that. Again, let me clarify. I'm not taking no shots at LP. I'm not saying that he's
slacking.
You might as
well talk directly to him because he gonna watch this.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying that you're slacking or nothing like that. I'm just saying, for me, I like Killer Mike a little bit better. And that's just me. You know what I'm saying? It's five people in the review. Mike is your guy. That's cool. But both of y'all, I fuck with both of y'all. This album, man, everybody go buy it, go support it. It definitely bumps in the whip like nothing else you've ever heard. You just heard Rod, Modest Media, and if you didn't, he had to turn the bass down. And you already know if you're from the South, that's like almost a no-no unless your shit gonna blow. So I already know his shit was almost gonna blow. But go buy this, go support it. It definitely bumps in the whip.
To what FIFO was saying, is that Run the Jewels really embodied their name. They came in the shit. And they just took it, you know what I'm saying? And that's what makes this packaging, this duo, so powerful and unique and great for hip hop, because it brings a certain level of hip hop that I love, and I just love the work that you guys are creating and putting out, and I will always support. I think this album is fantastic. It's fucking phenomenal. It's the only thing that I honestly want to listen to whenever I put on my phone and my iPod and say what I want to listen to today. And the first thing that comes to my mind is Run the Jewel. I play it multiple times a day. And shit, man, I'm a combination of MJG and the Weatherman. These motherfuckers are killing it, man. This is a great, great album, man. And everybody out there, definitely go out and support and cop that. Like I said, I hate I missed the show. I really, really wanted to be there. A circumstance preventing me from being there, but I definitely would catch you guys, you know, next time, next go around. But man, keep doing this shit, man. Keep doing it. There's Killer Mike, there's LP, and then there's Run the Jewels. And I think, you know, it doesn't get any better than that.
Everything that y'all said, man, I love this album. This album is phenomenal. I'm so glad that these guys are like sticking with it and keeping the movement going. I absolutely love this album from front to back. LP and Killer Mike, you guys did it. You guys even overdid yourself in the last album. Like I said, because the first one, you was playful, rhyming, whatever. But then this one, you came with some social, some serious content, some silly content. You gave me a full, whole everything in one album, in an 11-track album. And you kept it short, which, you know, I love short albums. So that was great. Check out this album. If you haven't, please listen to this album. Please listen to LP. Listen to Killer Mike. Listen to LP's beats on here, because the way he uses his 808s, man, is not a typical Southern way he uses 808s. If you ever peeped it out, so LP's production, I can go on forever about LP production. This album was phenomenal. I loved it.
One thing I gotta bring up again is, you know, we're talking about the whole Killer Mike and LP dynamic. I really think, like, if you listen to the first Run the Jewels, I think their energy levels were pretty much on par. Like, Killer Mike was the energetic and LP was just as energetic. When you listen to this album, what you get is more of a, like, LP kind of has that smooth, like, kind of like laid back flow almost. And Killer Mike is still that energy. I almost think that was done on purpose. Like, the track that FIFO was just playing Lie, Cheat, Steal. When you listen to LP's verse, like, he's just like, smoke from the Lucy drip, hold it like a crucifix, blow from the nose, I'm a dragon to a gnome. Then you get to that Killer Mike. Who really run this? Who really run the man that say he run this? Like, I think that shit was kind of done on purpose. Like, when you think of really good duos, they cannot sound that much alike. So I think not only is this one of the best rap albums we've had in a very long time, this is one of the best rap duos that we've had in a really long time. Because when you look at Prodigy and Havoc, when you look at EPMD, when you look at the Beasties, even though the Beasties, they did at times sound a little bit similar, but when you look at Run DMC, like, those voices are so distinct when you put those albums on, and I think that's what really makes a good rap group. I don't even know what else to say about this shit. I think this album is just fucking phenomenal. It was just crafted so well. These two play off each other extremely well. There's not a skippable track, not a single skippable track. It's dope from start to finish. And, you know, I really think that it's easy to say that, like, well, never mind, I'm gonna skip that part. But yeah, I love this shit. Start to finish, I can't say anything else about it.